1903, what would that have been? The wall, how's that, no.
Okay, so that would make it 1920 about, wouldn't it?
Yes, yes, it was 1920, because that, I went right in training, see.
Immediately into nurses' training.
Yes, because everybody was going in to college in some way. Maybe not so far away, but to college. And I thought how fine it would be for me to go to the University of Georgia, but nobody else thought it was fine, so I said I'll go right into nurses' training, and that's what I did. And yes, it was a 24 graduating class. And so it was a 3-year thing. And interesting enough, a chief nurse there was from New York, and in some way she did a lot of finagling so that we would have reciprocity. We, this school, with New York. So that when I went up there to work, it was simple because of reciprocity. Because sometimes you graduate from smaller places or smaller towns, you have state board, all over that kind of stuff.
Well, then you're now with work. You started out here, then you worked in New York, and you were saying you worked.
I was in New York for a couple of years. I went there from that summer course I took. Must have been in 35 that I took that course.
And then you've been in Washington?
Yes, I was in Washington for 4.5 years with the U.S. Public Health Service there. That's a great place to live. Then, I think it's not now. I enjoyed it. And I went to George Washington University at night for social science. Got most of the ordinary requirements, like the family and the social services and that kind of stuff. Got from up there. It was a minor. You had to have a major and a minor in nursing for a degree. And I was taking the nursing at Peabody College in Tennessee. And the minor at George Washington or any other place that I could get it. Because when you move around, and you move, and I was in Newport News, Virginia, for heaven's sakes, all during the war, and I never had such a glorious experience. You know, the ships would come in, these great battleships. I'd never seen a battleship. And in the distance, I thought, I just don't understand. What is all that going on? It looked like big bags of popcorn. It was sailors in their little funny hats that they were. I didn't know that. I felt so foolish when I said to somebody, what in the world is that all over that ship? And it would be sailors, that's it. But then it would be, anchored out in Hampton Roads, and that's right good ways from Newport News. So it wasn't too bad after all. But it was pleasant anyway. And you have a friend. In some way, can get from the ships that come in, Harlem Cheeses and that kind of stuff. But the thing that always left an unpleasant feeling was the waste on those ships. Sailors don't like celery, and young men don't like celery and grapefruit. And it would just come rolling in, you know.
They throw it
overboard. Of course, the grapefruit especially you could use.
Yeah.
But of course not the celery, but still. No, that was a wonderful experience. I wouldn't take anything for that. I would have liked to have stayed up there. But in due time, your family gets older. And my brother and sister were not here. And so I thought, the best thing to do, since I'm in federal service, since this is a federal thing,